Okay, so we can do like this. When Gimel Mavez, so it says like this, that Omer Shuvan Levi, Krach Shiyoshuvu So Hukaf Nidon Kekfar. So if you have a walled city that was populated first, and then walled, then they built the wall. So Nidon Kekfar. It's judged like a village. Okay, like an unwalled city. Okay? So the order matters. The order matters. Okay, if it's first dwelt in and then surrounded by a wall, that's not a walled city. Okay? Strange, right? I mean, it's a walled city. Tamei Shuvan on its walled. But if the wall came after they settled there, that doesn't count. It has to be that first they built the wall and then they settled. My timer, so why? What's the difference? So dechsev ish ki yimkar beis moshav yerchoma. Okay, this is the pasuk by Batei Arichoma, by walled, you know, the walled cities in the Torah. It says, and a man who buys a house in the dwelling of a walled city. Right, something like that. Or a house of dwelling in a walled city. So Rashi says, a house of dwelling in a walled city. So base moshav shel yerchoma. So it says, Rashi, that's Rashi says. It means a dwelling house in of a walled city. So it's implying that at first it's in yerchoma, and then it's a base moshav. First it's a yerchoma, first it's a walled city, then it becomes populated. Then there have become houses there. So it's a house of dwelling of a walled city. So first it has to be a walled city, as opposed to, I guess, if you first have the house, then the house is there, and then you make the walled city afterwards, that doesn't count. It has to be that you dwell in it after it's already a walled city. Okay? Or the people. You individually, it would seem to be, but they have the city. Right? The city has to have been populated. I don't know if it means a particular house, but I mean the city has to have had the wall first and then populated. Yeah. By the way, I saw it last night. I saw the Ramban. He learns, it's very interesting. He learns that really there were a lot of Jews in Eretz Yisrael at this time, time of the miracle. Okay, a lot of Jews already went back to Eretz Yisrael. The full Jewish, you know, redemption wasn't yet, but there were a lot of Jews already went back to Eretz Yisrael. But they were in those cities. And he says, is the Jews who lived in walled cities were less at risk because they could hide in the walled cities, so they had less of a danger. And the Jews who, they were protected, but the ones who lived in unwalled cities, those guys really were at risk. They thought the guy were going to come and kill them. So that's why he says, is the first year, basically the celebration was for the unwalled cities, because those are the guys who were really afraid, and those were on the 14th. But then years later, or a year, however many years later, Mordechai and Esther said, now you know what? Everyone, even the walled city, should do it because the matter like Shushan, and in theory also could have been dangerous. So it was like a later addition. You know, but the walled cities is like there were Jewish walled cities or Jewish cities in Eretz Yisrael who thought they were going to be attacked by the, you know, by the enemies. So the walled really was like a safer type of a city. You know, and that's why presumably the people who live near the walled cities also could take refuge in the walled cities. You know? Fine. I mean, it's interesting that that's how he's learning, but whatever. But the basic idea is here. There's an idea of a walled city as a significant city, or it's a city that's like Shushan, whatever it is. But the walled city is written in the 15th. But walled goes by walled at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, not walled now, not in the time of Achashverosh, but walled back at the day of Yeshua Ben Nun. But he's saying it depends. It depends when the wall came up. It's only talking about if the wall was put up after. If the wall was put up after they lived there. Right? I'm sorry, first, before they lived there. But if the wall came up afterwards, that doesn't count as a walled city. For some reason, because he's reading into the pasuk. But what's the idea? The Gemara says, namely, it was surrounded and then they dwelt there as opposed to the opposite. Okay? The idea is strange. Why should that matter? Who really cares? When you go and conquer Israel, you have to ask the, you know, whoever, the bad guys. You know, when you and the Jews went to Israel, they have to ask the Canaanim and all the people who live there. It says, oh, before we kill you, let me just ask you, when did you build a wall? Did he live in here first, or did he, right? I mean, it's just a strange, right? I mean, who really cares about this thing? You know? I mean, Wald is Wald. Right? Now, Rashi says like this. It's an interesting Rashi, a very important one. It says, Shiyashavo Sovhukav. He says, Shinis Yashiv Tchilo Vibatim. First they lived in the houses. Ulubisov Hukav Koma. And then, it got surrounded by a wall. Nidon Kikvar, Le'inyin Bater Koma. So his judge is considered like a kvar, like a village, vis-a-vis the halachas of Bater Koma. The halachas of Bater Koma, which are walled cities, which have halachas de Oraisa. Okay, about redeeming them in Yovel and about sending Mitzorahs out of them. Okay, so Rashi's, what's the import of what Rashi's saying here? I mean, what Rashi's saying is clearly is that this is not a halacha by Megillah. That by Megillah, really, a walled city is a walled city. Who really cares when it's walled? It's just a din by vis-a-vis this alone, vis-a-vis the halacha, the oraisa, vaterechoma. It's telling you, the halacha, the oraisa, vaterechoma is only by those cities that were walled first. But vis-a-vis Megillah, who really cares? Doesn't matter when it was walled or not. That's what Rashi's saying. Okay? Don't think, Rashi's telling you, don't think this is a halacha about Megillah. Right? What's strange about Rashi? I guess that's the problem. So there's a problem and there's an advantage. On the one hand, we're not learning halachas of Bater Echoma. We're learning halachas of Megillah. This is Mesachus Megillah, and it's in the middle of discussion about the halachas about walled cities using Mikra Megillah. So, just to say that, oh yeah, by the way, it's not talking about Megillah. It's pretty strange. I mean, Ektosis formulates precisely the halachas of Bater Echoma are really discussed in Mesachus Erechin, not in Mesachus Megillah. Okay, so if you tell me it's a halacha about Bater Echoma, I should have been in Erechin. What's doing here in Megillah? But I guess an advantage, as Mara says, an advantage of saying it's talking about Bater Echoma is because the pasuk which it uses to prove about walled cities, the order of the wall and the dwelling, is a pasuk by Bater Echoma. It's a derisive pasuk which is written over there by Bater Echoma. So that's, I guess, a reason why you'd think that it is talking about, you know, in support of Rashi. In support of Rashi. Right? If you say, why should it be talking about Megillah? It's not talking about Megillah. The pasuk isn't talking about Megillah. Right? The other way you'd have to say, somehow, just like over there, that's the definition, so too it carries over. I just bring the pasuk to show you that's what it goes by vis-a-vis Bater Echoma. And similarly, stands to reason somehow that same thing here. But that doesn't necessarily follow. Just because that's the way it is there doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it is here. But that's what they'd have. So smoother about Rashi is the pasuk it's quoting is the pasuk about Bater Echoma. So they say that's what it's talking about. Okay. Okay, so Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Krach shiyashol osov hukaf. Nidon kikvar. Okay. So it says, Pirish akuntras. Okay, so Rashi says it's talking about Bater Echoma. Okay, so it says V'hachanami Mashma Medaisi Kradach Yimkar, because the pasuk it's quoting is a pasuk about Bater Echoma. Okay, fine. V'kasha Dim Kain Be'erich and Havad El Shasu Misnei. Gabi had the Tari Shar Dini Bater Echoma should have been listed in the Erich, and that's where the Gemara discusses the Dini Bater Echoma. He says the language, the cities vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, the terminology used is krach, or kvar, or ayaros. Different, krach is like the walled cities, ayaros is the unwalled cities, and kvar are the villages. That's the terminology of Mikra Megillah. But the terminology which is used when it comes to batei arechoma is batei arechoma and batei chatzeros. The houses of the walled cities, and houses of the field cities, the open cities. So if you're telling me this is really halacha, which is really straight out of Bate Rechoma, so then it should use the terminology of Bate Rechoma. I should say it's Nidon ke Bate Chatzeros, but it says Nidon ke Kfar, which is a word which is used vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. So the implication is that it's halacha of Mikra Megillah. It's not a halacha of Bate Rechoma. Okay, so that's another kasha. Two kashas on Rashi is that, first of all, it doesn't belong here if it's talking about Bater Echoma, and the words. It's using language of Megillah. implying we're talking about Megillah. Okay. The Chayner Delay Maker Megillah Ma'ari. So therefore, Tosa says it must be a story about Megillah. We call Mako Maisi Kra. Dechivich Yimkar Le Ashma'inan. Dechoma De Masninan Gabe Megillah. Bekahai Gavna De Mayahani Gabe Arichoma. So it's teaching, and the reason why it's bringing that pasuk. So if you say it's talking about Megillah, the one kasha you have to ask is why is it using a pasuk from Batarichoma? So it's saying is it's showing you that the definition of wall that it uses by Megillah is the same thing that works by Batarichoma. The Hainu Hukah Philip Self Yashav. That is, that it was first surrounded and then dwelt in. Kedachsev Beis Moshe V'Yachoma, Demash Moshe Nesiyashev V'Sochoma, that they dwelled within the wall. Okay? Fine. So basically it's saying is that the halacha, Tosus argues, is really talking about Megillah, but by Megillah, the halacha is it borrows, it uses the same definition as it uses by the Deraisa. Right? Takes the same definition of a walled city, and the definition there is it has to be walled first. So to here, that has to be walled first. Okay, that's reasonable. This part you got so far or no? Or you didn't even get up to here? Or you didn't realize what Beis Moshe V'Chama was?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. So he says, Vim Tomar, the Kamana mean in the Tveria, she Yamachoma sa in Ladin Vaterichoma. We come back in course of Megillah, but that's Vav. Okay. So this is really interesting. So this is like, I guess, a theme here. The question is like, what's the relationship between the Deraisa's definition of walled cities and the Derabana's definition of walled cities? So, right, the Deraisa vis-a-vis Vaterichoma and Derabana vis-a-vis Mekka Megillah. So Tosa seems to be suggesting that they're parallel, right? That they're parallel. But the problem is, there's an open Gemara that they're not really parallel because Tveria was in a certain sense a walled city, certain sense not. It had three walls and then it had water, like a beachfront or whatever, a port on the other side. So three walls and then water on the other side. So vis-a-vis Bat Yerichoma, the Gemara says definitely it's not considered a walled city because you need walls. Kedusha is, you know, it's to delineate a makom with walls, and then you then has the Kedusha of the Rechama. You need walls. Definitely. The Gemara has a question, what about Vizimek and Megillah? Do you say that that's considered walled because it's militarily it's safe? Because the idea of walls, it's safe, so it's safe. The third wall, three walls, and then opening on the fourth side where, I mean, boats is, I mean, you can't really attack somebody who's on that fourth wall. I mean, you send your boats in there, they'll just bomb you out of the water or whatever. I mean, you're coming on water and they're on solid ground. You're not going to be able to come in. So, or do you say that the idea of a wall is that you're like covered? You're covered. So they're covered, blocked, invisible, so to speak, behind the walls. And then the fourth wall, if it's the water, then you're not really blocked. You're not covered. So the Gemara has a question. What's the deal with the Tveria? And it says, the Chizkiah says it's a suffix. You've done both, whatever. But you see, and I think Rebbe said it actually is considered a walled city. So you see that they're not the same. You see that the definition of walled vis-a-vis in one framework is not the same thing as the definition of walled in the other framework. One's there, so one's Rabban. They're different. So it's a kasha on Tosos, because Tosos is learning that it's telling you that the walled city, you need to have the walls first, because that's the way that the Deraisa goes. Here you see the Deraisa doesn't follow the Rabban. They're different. That's what he says. I'll read it again. It says, Him Tomer, come on over into Tveria, Sheyama Chomasa, Tveria, where the water is its wall, Afagav de In La Din Arichoma, even though it doesn't have a status of Arichoma in the Raisa, let me come back and corner some Megillah, but Tezvav, you read the Megillah on Tezvav. De Havia Mukafes Choma, because it's considered a wall, to keep in the Megneviim, since it's protected from enemies. Hachanami, Hayilo Lomer, because Yashua Sahukav, keep in the Mechasia Megnia. So what's it saying? Why is Tveria considered a wall? It's not really walled in the Raisa about the Arichoma. The answer is because militarily, it's walled. Or physically, it's not really walled. But if the thing was walled first, and then they built, let's say they built the city, and then they walled it. So militarily, it's the same thing as a walled city. In terms of being covered, blocked, you could hide. It's the same thing as a walled city. So if the whole Gemara is Ishiya from that Gemara, that we don't just blindly say, let's look at the Deraisa. Rather, we look at the relative, what it is vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. If vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah and the military or the covered, it doesn't matter at all the history of the order. So therefore, it's Akasha. Is that why is it when it comes to the whether it has a wall or whether water counts as a wall, we're saying is no. We don't model it after the Deraisa. Yet when it comes to the order, we do model it after the Deraisa. Right, that's a problem on learning like Tosfos. Rashi will say, that's my point. We don't learn. The Deraisa is one thing, the Ravans one thing, the other thing. The order is very nice. That matters by the Deraisa, but Vizmaker Megillah has no bearing whatsoever. Right, this is a support for Rashi. This is what Rashi is going to say. That has nothing to do with Mikra Megillah. But Tosfos, it's Akasha, because you see that we do go by Mikra. We do go like, differentiate between the Deraisa and the Ravan vis-a-vis whether it needs an actual wall or the water counts. So why is it when it comes to the order that we don't differentiate? Yeah. Okay. So he says, yeah, question. So Rashi is in a certain sense very consistent. He just says, Mikra Megillah, and this goes by the military properties of the thing. Something to that effect. Right? And that's why, who cares about the order? That's why you have a question about whether water functions as well or not. But the Erech Chaim goes by its own definitions. It needs actual walls, order matters. Different systems, totally different systems. Right, Tosfos says, no, some things we carry over, order, but the water thing we don't. So that's the kasha. Tosfos has to explain this. Why differentiate? If you were to tell me they're replica, then fine, but it's not. Okay. So he says, Riyesh Lomar, the shiny Tveria. Tveria is different. The Kivan, the Chazin, and the Hekif Yamahani, Kehekif Chomal, Gav Megillah. So since we see that the water, a wall of water, so to speak, counts just like actual wall, vis-a-vis Megillah. Gamkin din hu shikra Megillah v'tesvav. So therefore you should read on 15th, Shari Hekev Shalah Kodim Lishuba, because its surrounding was before they lived there. You had three walls, and you had the water before they lived there. V'avik Shari Hekev t'mehani b'vater Yerchom. And therefore it's going to be like any other thing, like b'vater Yerchom. You need the surrounding before the dwelling. So here you have the surrounding. It happens to be surrounding as water, but we see water as counts vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. Aval Yashal Osof Ukaf. But if it was lived in first and then surrounded, Lo Matzino V'Shem Makom D'Chashiv Chom Hashalah. But we never find anywhere that the wall is worth anything. Right? So notice by Bata Rechoma, you see the wall has no meaning if the wall came up after they lived there. So therefore, Mikra Megillah also. Okay, it's not clear what his differentiation is here. I mean, that's part of what to explain. He's saying is that, because bottom line is, you could say, yeah, but vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah is going to be different. He's kind of just saying, is not that vis-a-vis the order, that from the Deraisa, we see a late wall is worth zero. It's not worth anything. So therefore, Mikra Megillah also, it's not going to be worth anything. Oh, but the water, we say, since by Mikra Megillah you see water counts, so therefore it's okay, because the order is still right. Yeah, but why don't you say, look, from the Deraisa you see water doesn't count, so therefore the Ravan also shouldn't count. I mean, he's not really showing why the difference. He's not really answering the question on the surface. Yes, it sounds like he's saying is the order is like a more important, more primary factor. The order is non-negotiable. Okay, but the wall or water, so okay, it's water, it's a wall, whatever, that's okay. As long as you stick to the order. The order, that's crucial. Right? It's hard for us to understand because the order itself doesn't really make any sense. Right? It's hard to understand the order in any framework. The order just sounds like it's an arbitrary thing. You know? Okay, but let's see if we can finish up the Tosfos. I think I want to do that. I don't really want to read further in Tosfos because it's a further complication. We don't understand the basic idea. But one, I just want to read the super, the very end, because it gets to the question of Amaris noticed. If you noticed, it says a walled city which doesn't have, which the wall came after they lived there, is Nidon Kekfar. Okay, is judged like a village. Now, technically, in Megillah, there's three types of cities. There's Krach, which is a walled city, which reads on the 15th. There's Ir, which is a regular city, which reads on the 14th. And then there's Kfarim, which are small villages. And small villages don't really have a minion in general. They get their minion on Mondays and Thursdays when they come into the bigger cities. So the halacha is they have a right to read Megillah earlier on the Monday or Thursday before Purim. So kfar is that, you know. So if you're saying that a walled city, which is a walled city, which got its wall after they lived there, that wall doesn't count. And it's judged like a kfar, like a village. It's not, shouldn't it should say judged like a year, not like a village. How did it become a village all of a sudden, right? I mean, it's the wrong word. So Tosfos says, he says, at the end of Tosfos, it's talking about the community in kfar, my delaka yod bat lanam. The yeshama sar bat lanam, my gara me yoros, the have a Gidolos Davi Biadala. So he says it's talking about where this walled city is really very underpopulated, and it has the property that makes it into a kfar. Namely, it has less than 10 people. You know, and therefore, less than 10 could fixed people who go to Minyan, you know, who are, go to the Minyan. So therefore, it's if it has a wall, but the wall came too late, so then basically it's considered like, and it doesn't have the 10 people, then it's considered like an unwalled city, and it reads like a village, and it reads earlier. But in Echanami, if it was on wall, the wall came later, but it's big, it's huge, it's 10, whatever, then it will read on the 14th. Okay, this is kind of, you may notice, or you can deduce from here, which is a different position of Tosfos, that if a mamish, a real walled city, even if it doesn't have 10 people in it, it doesn't matter, it still reads on the 15th. That's interesting, but Tosfos haven't solved that. That it doesn't matter. If you can't be a walled city, a real walled city, and be considered a kfar. And that's why he's saying is that if it got its wall laid, then it's considered like a kfar. It means it comes into the halachos of kfar and the regular system of 14 or earlier, depending on how many people you have. So that's just a matter of pshat. I don't really, but you know, it's a little rough on the reading, but that's what Tosfos deals with that. Okay, so we can come back to that at some point. But so let's cut to the chase. Okay, so the point is, we have to analyze this thing of the order. Okay, the order. First, the question is, why is this relevant? And Mar's saying, how they used to build these walled cities? Did they used to first build the wall and then the city? Or the other way around? But I mean, there's some significance of that it has to have a wall first and then city. For some reason. And that's definitely relevant in the Deoraisa, it would seem. The question is, does that also relevant in Mikra Megillah? But we have to at least have some idea of what is that. What's the sense of that? Does anyone know? Does anyone happen to have been involved in the planning of a walled city and know the order in which this thing usually goes down? Do they usually build a wall first and then build the city? Or the city first and then the wall? Or could you give arguments to say that they would do one or the other? Right. Well, if you consider the thing of like just the fact of walled cities are for protection, right? The idea of walled cities are it's like a protected city. So in theory, I mean, if there's really dangers, so in theory, it's not going to really, you want to build the wall first, and then you're protected, and then you build the houses inside the wall. Because that basically like a gated community. Like let's say you have a gated community somewhere. I mean, first you put up the gates, and then you can build the community. Because if they start building the houses, they're going to destroy the houses before you even get a chance to build the wall. Yeah. So the only difference is like, I guess, is it like a new threat? Right, I mean, if you're like building a city in the middle of a war zone or in the middle of like where there are invaders, the idea is you have the money and you commission a big city to be built, and basically you first put up the wall and then you attract the people to live there, and then it's a safe place to make houses. Otherwise, you can make the houses and they're going to be attacked. It's not going to work. Right, but if the city already existed and then all of a sudden there comes a threat, so then I guess you can have a city. It's a regular city, and then you don't have the money. So first you make the city, and then later you add on the wall, right? So it kind of seemed to depend upon when, kind of on the history of how the thing emerged. Did it emerge in a dangerous zone, and then you really needed to have the wall prior, or did it emerge as a regular city, and then some sort of a problem arose later, right? So it seems to be. I can envision both scenarios, you know. But why that should matter doesn't really seem to be. Doesn't seem to be clear. You could look at it like this. It's like you could see it that it's like a major city, right? So you could have a king who wants to commission the building of his capital or of his whatever, and you know. So like these things that go are planned in advance. Like you plan the city planning, you know. Or what's the word? Like urban planning or whatever. Right? They plan to build a city. Like a king or whatever plans to build a city. He makes his capital. He builds his wall. Then he builds, you know, they plan the whole thing. It sets up the safety of the thing first. You don't want people looting the city in the middle of it being built. So you first make the wall and then you build everything else around it. Like, I don't know. How do these things work? Like gated communities like in Florida or something like that. Do they first build the houses and then the wall? Or they build the wall, they have the settlement, they make their little gatehouses or whatever it is, and then afterwards they build the stuff? Or does it depend? Take an example of yeshuv. Some yeshuv in Israel builds, and these yeshuvs are in dangerous places, and they need to have a wall, a safety fence around them, right? So you'd assume that I would think, in that kind of scenario, they're going to have to start building their houses until they have safety. I mean, otherwise you're going to be attacked while you're building the thing. Your house is going to be looted while you're doing it. So you first put up the fence or whatever, this barbed wire fence, and, you know, they have a guard at the fence. And then you're ready to start building the thing. I mean, otherwise it's not going to work. They're going to come and loot the thing. So just let me elaborate on Mars saying. I think it's good. But the question is like a walled, maybe you could say it like this. Is a walled city like a new essence? It's like a type of city? Or is it just a city which has like a property, a feature of having a wall? Right? See, a city, what's a city? A city is like a place, a place where people live. Okay, what creates the identity of a city is the dwelling. When people live in the city and they dwell in the city, they populate the city, it becomes a city. Right? Now, if you have a wall first, and then people live there, so the city emerges. It's part of the identity of the city, is the walled city of blank. Right? It's like its identity as an ear, it's part of its name, so to speak, is walled. You know, it's part of the essence of the city because the city emerges as a walled city. That's what it is, the walled city of whatever. Right? The walled city of Shushan, let's say. So the city comes, if the city comes into existence with a wall, so then the wall is part of the very essence of the city. It's a city which is populated in a walled city type of a way. Okay? Talking loosely here, but as opposed to if you have a city which is a regular city, plain old city, normal unwalled city, and then afterwards they say, hey, you know what? Let's build a wall. So then the city's identity is already a regular city. And then a wall is an added feature to the city. Okay? It's added to it. It's the city identity of the city is not a walled city. And then the wall is just like a feature of the city. It's something which the city has, but it's not part of the identity of the city. Okay, it's not part of the identity of the city. So the saying is that the shem batei orechoma, at least vis-a-vis the deraisa for sure, means that it's the very shem in the city. It's a new kind of a city. Beis moshav shel irchoma. Okay, it's an irchoma. It's the city's the identity of the... It's the first it's an irchoma, and then they live in it. So the wall is there. And then the dwelling, the civilization emerges as in a walled city. It emerges. Its status as a city is realized in the context of a wall, and therefore it's part of its essence. But again, otherwise, it's just a regular city that a wall is attached to it, is added onto it. You know what I mean? Now, one point which. I don't know if I fully see this, but this is a point Zimmer added to the thing, which might be true, is that he says that if you look, apparently he looked at some of these pictures on the internet of walled cities, on Wikipedia, I think. And he said, I didn't get a chance to look, but you guys can check it, but the way, like they have cities where the wall was taken down, and you could see where the wall used to be. How can you see? So he says, is the nature of the way the city is designed is different. It looks different. It looks different. And if you think about it, this makes sense, is that if you're building within a wall, so first of all, the things are going to be a little more dense. Like, yeah, so to speak, you're limited in your space. If you're dense, they're going to be like more like grid-like, you know, because you basically have to basically organize the city in a way that's, you know, takes the wall into account. You're going to have gates. For instance, every city, the walled city, is going to have gates on the sides, and you're going to have through streets, which are going to be basically, it's sort of like a city which is populated within a certain predefined, you know, grid, or a predefined area, as opposed to a city which is just like, you know, you go out in the Hempstead, you know, just start building your own houses here, there, everywhere, and then afterwards you put up a wall. So basically, or you don't put up a wall, a regular average city looks like houses all over the place. You know, but as opposed to a city which is designed with a wall, and the wall is first, the nature of the dira, the nature of the way it's populated is it's populated as a walled city. You know, it's part of the character of the ear that the wall that it was built and is populated as a walled city, and it's so to speak, it's usually like I don't know if it has to be, but it's usually manifest in the city itself that it's that type of a city. You know what I mean? Which is, but it's not. That's not the halacha. It doesn't have to look like a walled city, but that's like the idea. There's, There's a walled city is not just a city that happens to have a wall, but it's a different type of a dira. It manifests itself in the dira as opposed to an open dira. An open city dira is a different type of dira. Now you put a wall afterwards, okay, fine, but the nature of the dira, the nature of the city is just a regular open city, and then they happen to get a wall. But it didn't affect the very dira of the city, the dwelling, the emergence, the forging of the city. A city which is forged and set up, within the inside of a wall, has a different character to the dira itself. So that's what I'm saying, is then it becomes, its identity is the walled city of blank, as opposed to it's a regular city, then they got a wall. So this is vis-a-vis Mikri, this is vis-a-vis Deoraisa for sure. Okay, vis-a-vis Deoraisa, this is the idea of a wall. A walled city has to have, first it has the walls, and then you build the thing. So the identity, but halachically, the point is that the shame of a walled city is part of the essence of the city. That's its identity. But if it got the wall afterwards, that doesn't have the kedusha. The halacha is that there's a certain kedusha of within Eretz Yisrael, there's the different cities, there's different statuses. There's the status of the walled cities and the status of the unwalled cities. Now again, a walled city is not just a city that has a wall. A walled city is a different essence. It's a different type of a city. You know, so the city has a different identity. So it's those cities whose essence is, the definition is a walled city, have the kedusha of Atei Rechoma. They have the status of Atei Rechoma vis-a-vis all the halachas. But those cities which happen to have a wall, but it's not part of their identity, so that's not a walled city. It's not its status. And like you could say, for instance, that's what he said. It's like, you say, how are you supposed to know? You know, in time of year, like my question is like, are you supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael and look around and ask them, start interviewing them, when did he build a wall? But he says, in general, it will be manifest. In general, it looks different. It's a different type of a city. It's different if it's a city that was built in a half kind of way, and then they threw up a wall. It has a different feel, different look. I mean, I don't know if you could always tell 100%, but there is a certain sense to the walled city. And the other thing is not a walled city, which is just a city that happens to have a wall around it. But conceptually, it's different. So the Kedushas Bat Erechoma doesn't just go by the simple man's look, does it have a physical wall, but it goes by the conceptual nature of the city as being a walled city. This is what Rashi is going to say, is that this is the Deraisa. Deraisa goes by the status. There are two kinds of cities in Eretz Yisrael. So the type of city goes by the identity of the city. So that's why the Kedusha depends on whether the order of it being built. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the city is protected. Certain walled cities are protected, and all unwalled cities are not protected. Or walled cities are, say, blocked off, hidden, and all unwalled cities are not. So who cares? The order is totally irrelevant when it comes to that. Totally irrelevant. Who really cares? Right? So that's why Rashi is going to say that Vizu Mikra Megillah, this is totally irrelevant. Because it has nothing to do with this whole conceptual, like the status of it being walled or unwalled. It has to do with the nace and the fact that it has a wall or not. So the fact that it's protected, the fact that it's covered. So why should by Mikra Megillah? And the proof, he says, is you see by Tveria. See, by Tveria, there's no walls. There's no walls. There's just water. And you see the Gemara considers it, and so one sheet at least considers it to be a walled city vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. Because in terms of the protection, it's the same thing. But in terms of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you need actual walls. It's a Kedusha, and the Kedusha is based upon the walls. So he says, you see, they're not the same definition. Two different things, two different frameworks. So the Kasha then is on Tosfos, who says that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, the order matters. That has to be the same order. But the wall, doesn't necessarily have to be walled. Water will work as well. Right? I mean, what's the difference? Why is it that when it comes to the order, you say that? Are we going with the Deraisa? When it comes to the walls, the order, the water versus the water, then you have a question. Well, what's the sense of that? What's the sense of Tosis? Right? That's a kasha. Just to say something for Rashi, in defense of Rashi, is, he's learning. Rashi is Misfara. Forget about it. It doesn't make any sense to apply the Megillah, the wall, the order to Megillah. It just doesn't make sense. And not only that, he has rayas. You see, they're not the same definition. They're not the same definition. Right? You see from the wall to the water. And you see the pasuk's going to pasuk from walled cities. From Bat Erechoma, the Deraisa. So you'll say, so what's it doing here? So I think, again, this is conjecture, but is if you look at this Gemara, it's a bunch of statements of Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Gemaras do this. Sometimes Gemaras do is they have a guy, Shita, who is talking a certain halacha, a certain, and then it brings down a few of his halachas, which he put together. Okay, and it seems like Rabbi Yishuv and Levi basically studied halachas about walled cities. He did basically a study of the various halachas in walled cities. So he's not necessarily, and the Gemara's compiling them here. So it could be interspersed. He's not necessarily saying this is one which is about Bat Erechoma, and the proof is he quotes a pasuk about Erechoma. The other ones he's talking about Megillah, and Ellison's quoting pasuk about Erechoma. So he's comparing and contrasting the various halachas of walled cities. So it's to say it has to be the same thing. Why is it here? Because here he's talking about Yishuv and Levi. He's doing his walled city halachas, and he's bringing in, oh, Bat Erechoma is different. He says he should have said something that it's not talking about Megillah, sorry about Erechoma. He did. He quotes a pasuk about Erechoma. So why do you say? And why does it say kvar? I don't know. Could just be he's using the terminology, whatever. It's not the strongest kasha. I mean, that's the only thing. I'm just saying, giving like a pshat kind of it, you know? Which I think the direction of the answer. Tosas, if you think about it, Tosas kashas aren't, you know, they're kind of questions, but they don't upshlag Rashi, you know what I mean? They're okay. I mean, there's stylistic questions about why did Gemaras do this and why did Gemaras do that, whatever. Rashi could live, you know, you don't have to give up a position. If you hold this position strongly in Svara, they're not knockouts. You know, they sound surprising, but Gemaras are mixed up. Gemaras, you know, you can't just do, you know, Gemaras are funny like that sometimes. It's not like a Rambam, where, you know, I'm not sure if you could always do it in Rambam either, but at least the Rambam, you know, is organized, like, conceptually and whatever. If Halacha's here, you wonder what's doing here, you know, more, you know, the Gemaras, sometimes the Gemaras definitely have statements of one mandamar, even though they're not related at all. I mean, I don't know if you've come across those, but it just does that. Gemaras do that. Maybe for memory purposes or whatever. But here it makes sense. He did a study on walled cities, compare and contrast. In that type of a context, it sometimes makes sense to talk about the cross areas. What's it doing? Why is it in Erchen? I don't know. These are all Yishuv and Levi's. Erchen isn't Yishuv and Levi halachas. He did a study of them. So, whatever. That's why I think we should leave that alone. What I'd like to do is, so I think for tomorrow we should answer Tosos. Explain Tosos, you know? And then I think we should read further in Tosos, the next part of Tosos. Okay, I mean, he has this funny case where he has this. He wants to know if you have houses, if you have a city which doesn't have a wall, but the houses are the wall. In other words, the outermost houses are built touching each other. So basically, you make a wall out of the houses. Right? So the Gemara says that doesn't count as a walled city. That doesn't count as a walled city. So the question is, of course not. Because it was populated first. Because you see, first you have the houses, and then it becomes a wall only at the end. Right? So that's what he asks, and he gives an answer. Okay, so we could try to take that up also. What's the time? But you see his answer. I mean, what's the answer? You know, we didn't tell his answer yet, so. You know, he makes a funny case. But yeah, maybe we could think into what he's trying to do there. And then after we do Rato Rashi and Tosfos, and we want to get to the Ran. The Ran has an interesting take here also, and he quotes the Riff. There's a Rambam. I mean, a lot of Rishonim on this particular thing here. I mean, it's very interesting. The connection between the Rishonim and the Rabbanim is very interesting.